Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And we have Milena here somewhere. Say hello.
Hello.
There she is. Again, welcome all to the third session of Ascended Masters.
Hold on, John. You're muted, John. Something happened.
Okay.
Are we?
Can you start again?
Oh, yeah, sure. Again, this is the Ascended Masters of Light Level 2, Session 3. And it's not April Fool's Day, so it's April the 2nd, 2023, which is great. And again, we have all prepared ourselves for this session and are seated in the seats in our Light Temple Crucible. Today is an open discussion and Q&A about what was presented by our groups 1 and group 2. Joan and Milena will set the collective energy. They will make any announcements that are relevant and talk about the protocol, because that'll be important for our discussion and Q&A. The Council of 12 then will speak to us after our Q&A as a council, and then as that council, we will close our session. So now let's turn it over to Milena and Joan. Here they are.
Well, welcome, everyone. We are delighted to be here. So glad to see all your smiling faces. All right. So we're all settled within our beautiful crucible, our cosmic light temple. Take a deep breath. And be aware of yourself in this beautiful space. Allow yourself to feel the energetics that have been set within this light temple. So we will begin with this energetic prayer. I am light. I am the light of the Creator. I am created in the image and similitude of my Creator. I am a creator that creates form within form. I am light, luminous light. I am a fractal of the spiritual sun, a liquid crystalline river of living light flows through and within me. I am light. I live and flourish in light. I am the fullest expression and intention of light. I leave imprints of light wherever I journey. I am light. Okay, so let us start our session for today. Joan, you want me to start or do you want to start?
Go ahead, you can start.
Okay.
You're doing a great job, Milena.
Okay, all right, I'll just keep right on. Okay, so with this, the advent of this new 2023 series, year of the series, a few changes have been implemented at the request of the council. So one of the first, are you already aware of, as you did today, you brought yourself into the temple and have yourself seated with your energetics flowing. And because you will be from going forward, you will bring yourself into the temple, into our meeting room for each meeting that we have. And with the exception of next week, the 16th, when we come back, you will meet Joan and John and I at the doors of the temple. One of the reasons additional steps have been added is because you will be bringing yourself into the temple. It gives you a very, an opportunity to be very intentional in setting your energy and your frequency as you enter. Now, when we have special occasions like the opening of a year, like we did on March 19th, or the opening of a conference or something of that nature, we will enter together as a group. But otherwise, you will enter each one. Now, on the 16th, when we meet outside the temple, the reason for that is there will be another rearrangement of our seating configuration. And we hope sometime between now and then we will have a graphic for you, but we don't have that yet. But that's the reason we will meet outside, so that way we can have an opportunity to describe the new seating arrangement. Okay. Another thing we're going to try, the council as a whole was just so pleased with the presentation done by the entirety of group one and two. And in an effort to have a way for you guys to continue to participate, we're going to try this and we'll see how it goes. So for our opening, we are going to ask that you, as a members of this collective, you're being invited to participate by creating an opening centering, inspiring invocation to begin our sessions. We ask that they're brief, no more than 1 or 2 minutes or so. And if you submit those by email to us at ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com, and then Joan and I will select based on what is coherent with the teachings of that day, one to present. Now, obviously, there's 60-something of us, and we don't have 60-something sessions, so we will not be able to use all of them. So don't get your feelings hurt or anything. So we will pick just what seems to flow best with the energetics that we need for that day. But, you know, anything you want to create, submit, that is inspiring and uplifting. And anyway, it just, again, it gives another opportunity for each of you to be a little more actively involved, you know, in our sessions. Feel like I'm forgetting something, Joan, but.
No, I think you've covered it. We'll get more in depth in some of that next time we meet. We won't meet next week because that's Easter. And we hope everyone has a wonderful light-filled day. And then we'll meet again on the 16th. And instead of on the 30th, we will meet on the 23rd. Then there'll be is a 2-week break before we have another one, but we'll send you those dates. But I wanted you to be aware ahead of time that the one on the 30th has been moved to the 23rd, because it has to do with what is being presented in the new energetics and teachings coming up this year. So we want to keep things real coherent, because these energetic presentations are quite dynamic. Okay. So the next thing on our agenda is to talk about these protocols. We've decided, for the sake of coherency, to divide these discussions into two separate discussions. One from group one, That'll be an open discussion on what group one presented, and then the questions will be directed to that group or the group in general. And then we will have that for about 15 or 20 minutes. And then group two's presentation will be discussed, and any questions or comments that are made are to be directed to the group or to the membership in general. That's about it. And Milena, is there anything you need to?
Well, we want to talk about, we did about the protocols that have been established.
Okay.
For the Q&A and for all discussions and community calls and Q&A, we will use these protocols going forward.
Okay.
All right, Joan, I think you're first.
Okay. It just makes it a lot simpler for everyone, and it keeps the energies at a very potent level for the entirety of our group. So based on the feedback from various members of our community and from Milena and I's own thought on the ease of having these discussions very profitable and flowing energetically, cohesively, we've come up with these protocols that'll help everybody. Okay, these protocols, there are three protocols, and we'll give you what they are, and then we will give you more information about each one. And we'll give you an opportunity, if you have a comment or anything about them, before we get started on our discussions. Okay, first one is to stay on topic. Is your question or comment positive? Does it uplift, elevate, expand, or contribute to the understanding of the topic? And we ask that, please, no personal questions or issues be discussed at this time. If you wanting help, please reach out on our Facebook page and ask. And people are more than happy to accommodate and help in any way they can. Okay. Let's start off with the first protocol. Which is stay on topic. And this is self-explanatory. If you have other questions not related to the established topic, post those on your Facebook page. These questions will be open for community response. And that's what that Facebook is for. Use it to your advantage. We are now beginning to operate more as a unit, as that member of the Council of 12. So use that communication portal to ask your questions or make your comments and share what you know, share what you're experiencing. If you have an administrative related question, such as times or scheduling, contact either Milena, myself, or Kimberly, and we will respond. Specific questions to me or Milena relating to the teachings or past class can be sent to by email to ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com, and one of us will respond if it's particularly for either me or Milena. We'll contact you and we'll make, you know, sure that you're, you know, getting your questions or, your concerns addressed. Milena?
Okay. Our second protocol is your question or comment positive? Does it uplift, elevate, expand, or contribute to the understanding of the topic? So before asking your question or comment, first check in with yourself and see where you are vibrating. Where is your frequency? And are you coherent with the energetics that have been set within the meeting chamber of our cosmic light temple? Are you in the frequency range of the community as a whole? If your answer to any of these questions is no, then please just enter the chamber, sit quietly, and allow yourself to be in the energetics of our sacred space. Feedback from the community has been that our time together is something they look forward to. And gathering together gives them the opportunity to step out of the challenges that many in our community are dealing with. They have prepared themselves and have their frequency set. And if you have not taken the time to do so, or you're having a bad day, you don't feel well, please be mindful and aware of yourself and be respectful of the frequency that the community is holding. If your frequency is not where it needs to be, again, enter the meeting chamber and sit with the intention of raising your vibration. If your frequency is down in the basement that day, we don't want to join you there. Your frequency, of course, is your responsibility, and the only one who can shift it is you. So that takes us to number three.
And that is no personal questions or issues. And both of us has kind of talked about that, but for many reasons, we'll state it again. And please keep your personal questions or issues private in the at the meeting time. We are a community and we do want to support one another. And there are ways in which you can do that and get the support that you need. Every one of us are dealing with unusual things that we're having to deal with, and many, speaking from a personal level, I don't like some of them that I'm having to look at. If you are ill, facing surgery or another medical procedure, or going through a difficult time and you would like prayers, positive thoughts, love, light sent your way, use our Facebook page. Make your request. We are all happy to respond in any way to help you. Okay, Milena.
Okay. So the takeaways from these protocols are: be aware of yourself and your vibration, and be respectful of everyone else in the community.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments that you'd like to make about these protocols? You'll have to unmute yourself if you have a comment.
What? I think whatever you presented is reasonable and very well explained. So I think there is no problem to follow.
Well, thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera.
Anybody else? Okay.
All right, so let's move on to our discussion and question and answers about Group 1 and Group 2's presentation. First off, both groups did such a magnificent job. I mean, I was thrilled and pleased with every single moment of each of those presentations. You each were masterful. You brought forth what needed to bring forth. I think we all have a so much better understanding of these topics. But with that, we'll start with questions or comments for Group 1. So if you have any questions about what Group 1 presented, which was what is the quantum field and what is quantum entanglement, please address that to Group 1. And anybody from Group 1, if there's anything more that you would like to add from your perspective of having gone through that presentation and your perspective from that, we'd love to hear from you also.
Okay.